Ambassador Erica, you spent a lot of years watching this situation between Israel and Gaza play out, and you've seen some horrific things on both sides. I met you in Jerusalem in probably 2009 or 10 or something like that, and we were discussing...
Before that we met.
Yeah.
2008.
Yeah, and we were talking about then how to improve the relations. And unfortunately, things haven't improved much. So I'd like to get you to give us your thoughts on what's taking place right now in Gaza and in Israel.
Well, JJ, let me first, with all due respect to your description, this is not Gaza and Israel. This is Palestine and Israel. Unfortunately, every time we see a flare-up in violence and confrontations, people tend to forget that there is a root cause for all this. The Israeli occupation of the Palestinian people that started in 1967, which continues unabatedly until today, has created a situation where the Palestinians feel completely helpless and hopeless. The international community is not paying attention. The United States, unfortunately, during the years of the Trump administration, encouraged Israel in its aggression against the Palestinians. And the current Biden administration is yet to decide what they want to do. So this is a larger picture than Gaza and Israel. It's the Palestinians and the Israelis, the Palestinians under occupation, Israel acting as an occupying power, denying the Palestinians their freedom, self-determination, equality, and justice.
That is a fair point, Ambassador. It's larger than just these two locations. It's a much larger issue. Now, let's talk about the activity that's taking place. Israel calls Hamas terrorists, saying that they're doing what they're doing. There are those who say Hamas are not terrorists. Where do you stand on this?
Well, listen, I mean, if you watch the pictures and you see the Israeli Air Force leveling down a 13-story building, killing civilians and children under the pretext of hitting targets belonging to Hamas, I will leave it up to sane minds in the United States and around the world to decide who is instilling terror in the hearts of innocent people, innocent Palestinians. When you use your excessive power to kill dozens of people, including innocent children and civilians, you cannot exonerate yourself from being labeled as state terrorism. Now, violence is not condoned. However, this whole episode started when Israel went ahead with a decision to evict Palestinian families from the neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah in Jerusalem, families who have been living there for more than 100 years, under the pretext that some Jewish groups had ownership of that property. Israel forget that when Israel was created in 1948, 85% of the historic land of Palestine belonged to Palestinians. Do we have the right to bring these ownership certificates and claim our land in Jaffa, in Acre, in Haifa, in Tel Aviv? Why do they have the right to claim it after 100 years and we can't claim that same property only after 70 years from the creation of the State of Israel?
All right. So how do we fix this issue?
JJ, you and me spoke about that many times. The solution is simple. Live and let live. Israel cannot continue to control the Palestinians, cannot continue to deny the Palestinians their rights and their freedoms, and the international community and the United States must take a stand. I appeal to the Biden administration and say it's time to serve justice in Palestine, Mr. Biden and the U.S. administration. Stop covering up for Israeli atrocities, for Israeli policies that are denying Palestinians their basic human rights. It is time for the United States and the international community to tell Israel, let the Palestinians live freely in dignity and freedom. And I assure you, if we end this brutal Israeli occupation, there will be peace in the region. Short of that, we are wasting our time.
Do you see any openings that may come up as a result of this once again being brought to the fore? It's really unfortunate that a lot of people have died in both places. But do you see any opportunity to, as you said, to stop the violence?
Well, I'll tell you something. Ever since the Prime Minister Netanyahu took office in 2009, and that exactly was the same time I arrived in Washington, D.C., this Prime Minister made it clear he has no plans to making peace with the Palestinians, at least not a just peace. He wants peace with the Palestinians that allows him to continue to control the land, build settlements, evict Palestinians, ethnic cleansing. And Israel trended more and more to the right. Unfortunately, the atmosphere that he created in Israel, and it reminds me of the last 4 years of the previous administration in this country, made Israelis, tilt more to the right and to the extreme right. I hope that Israelis understand a very simple principle. It is the Palestinians who will guarantee secure Israel's safety and who will make peace with Israel. They can make peace with as many countries as they want, Arab and non-Arab. The only people who can really arrive at the just peace with the Israelis, allowing the two people to live in dignity, freedom, and security, are the Palestinians. And therefore, I hope that these events can prove to the Israelis that no matter what you do, the Palestinians are not going to leave their land. They are not going to give up their rights. The best way, the shortest way, is to avoid these confrontations, allow the Palestinians to live in dignity and peace in their own state, and coexist with Israel. We have been calling for a two-state solution forever. It is Israel who is destroying that option.
Okay. Anything you want to add, sir, that I haven't asked you that you think is important?
No, I think the media in this country, unfortunately, I have been in this country for a long time. They are still using the word of Israel has the right to self-defense, has the right to defend itself. Okay, you defend yourself when you are the victim of attacks by another country or another party. The occupying power does not have the right to self-defense. When they are denying people their freedom, and when they are oppressing them, and when they are attacking them with F-16s and tanks and artillery, you can't claim the right to self-defense. The only way you can ask for self-defense if you end this occupation and ask the Palestinians and let the Palestinians live in their own state. At that point, we both have to respect each other's rights and live as good neighbors.
Well, Ambassador Ericott, it is always a great pleasure to talk to you.
JJ, it's a pleasure talking to you. Keep up the good work. Thank you, sir.